Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Two fatal crashes of 737 aircraft were caused by a culture of concealment at plane maker Boeing and a regulatory system that was fundamentally flawed. Those are two stark findings from a US congressional report into two separate crashes of 737 MAXs, which left the plane grounded and 346 people dead. To discuss these findings in more detail, I'm joined by aviation safety researcher at Loughborough University, David Gleave. David, thank you very much for joining us. Let's start with the failures at Boeing. What have we learned from this report?
Good afternoon. We've learned an awful lot about the internal workings of Boeing, and to some extent it's very sad reading when you look at the report, because the engineers have identified all of the systems that were necessary to make this aeroplane safe from day one, but many of them were cut out through miscommunication or decisions to save money and try to make sure that the pilots didn't have to have any extra training through the development.
So what do they say about the culture of the company that allowed this to happen?
Well, the culture has moved from the original Boeing philosophy, where it was all about engineers running the company and doing the right moral safe thing, through to the McDonnell Douglas philosophy, which was to make money out of aeroplanes. When the two companies merged several decades ago, the McDonnell Douglas management seemed to trump the Boeing management. And it's all been about returning money to shareholders and making a profit rather than necessarily doing the right moral thing and building the best aeroplanes possible as safe as possible.
They found that one of the primary objectives of the company was to ensure that no significant retraining of pilots was going to be necessary. Was that the key factor here?
It's certainly one of the factors. It was an original design requirement, but nobody would stand up and actually fight the design requirement and say, I'm terribly sorry, we're going to have to do this. I mean, one of the airlines, which is a low-cost carrier in the United States, the basic one that every other one is modeled on, called Southwest Airlines, had an agreement that if pilot training was required, then Boeing would pay them $1 million per aeroplane. That was what they thought the cost of training, should there be any substantial requirement to go in the simulator and spend many days in the classroom. So that was the big focus, save $200 million on the 200 orders by that airline.
Can the 737 MAX be made safe, or is its reputation too tarnished now?
Well, to split it into two, yes, they knew how to make it safe in the first place, and all of those things are, I think, going to be introduced retrospectively. As for the reputation, that's for the airlines and the company to do a good PR job to say, yes, we've learned all the lessons, here's everything, and, you know, have documentary programs on what they've done and things like that. And then to go ahead from there and for people to trust the regulator. I will fly on the MAX once it's been recertified in Europe.
David Gleave from Loughborough University, thank you very much.